Okay, I am back after a long time away to introduce a very, very special guest episode with myself, Jovian, and my good friend, Ezra.
Hi!
Ezra, please, which pronouns do you use for the audience? Thank you very much. Yeah. And we had to go back and record this because I like totally forgot. Because like Ezra's my friend and not your friend, so like I wasn't thinking about y'all. I was thinking about like enjoying my. 11th house.
Square Neptune. The 8th house is trying to irresistibly do the very thing that you fear. I just told you I wasn't afraid. I know about your fears and superstitions. BSB, you're afraid.
Witchcraft is the only honest religion that makes things happen now.
It's been a while, but I'm back with this great episode, and it's great because I'm actually here with my good friend and special guest, Ezra.
Hi!
I was going to give you like a special introduction and everything, but you can introduce yourself then.
Oh, no, you introduced me. I'm here.
Well, I was just going to say that you're like amazing, like spiritual, like very spiritually gifted person.
Oh my god.
And we became friends and we talk about the kinds of stuff that would end up on this show anyways. So that's why you're here on this recording.
Thank you. Oh my god. Like, yes, I love hearing good stuff about myself. So thank you.
You are very welcome, and everyone listening is also very welcome that we have you here.
Aww.
And have your time.
You're the sweetest ever. No, it's an honor to be on your podcast. You're actually, like, super smart, and you have a sick-ass, like, practice. So I'm really happy to finally be here and speaking to you on the podcast. As being, I also am, like, a queer Afro-Caribbean occultist, so it's rare to see a lot of us being public about it, so it's good to have this space.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my god, for sure. I figured that we could talk just about practice stuff. Mm-hmm. Since that's what we talk about anyways. Yeah. Right? You want to share like where you want to start with that?
I'm thinking, I don't know where to start, honestly.
You want to talk a little bit about like what your practice looks like now?
Okay, yeah. So, religiously, I'm an Aleo of Ifa. So I'm studying the religion of Ifa. It's the West African or Nigerian Yoruba indigenous practice. But I also am a pagan. I enjoy like some other Greco-Egyptian practices. Mostly like inspired by the PGM or like goetic workings, and I also like hoodoo, just like root work and stuff like that.
Beautiful. Thank you. You have such a beautiful practice, guys.
Thank you.
Seriously. I think I will also share a little bit about what my practice looks like, just since it's been such a long hiatus. So listeners who have maybe forgotten or are new, I am also a queer Afro-Caribbean occultist, and I mainly practice like grimoire work, sorcery. I love the Greater and Lesser Key of Solomon, particularly I love the Greater Key, I'm not gonna lie. I do a lot of demonolatry, I'm a Satanist, and I love like Typhonian witchcraft. Like I love that Necronomicon type stuff, I love that. I'm all about like left hand path type antinomian witchcraft. That's me.
I love that. It's so fucking cool.
We can't spend like the whole episode just being like, you're so cool. Even though that would also be fine, right?
Yeah.
Did you want to talk a little bit how like being Afro-Caribbean interacts with like the rest of your spiritual practice?
Yes. Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot of, what's the word? Like, people usually get a lot of, like, shit. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People usually get a lot of shit for being, like, Afro-Caribbean and practicing something that's not an ATR. But I'm just like, why put us in a box? I just don't like that. Like, why limit yourself? Why limit your gnosis? Why limit your experience? I just don't, like, I personally don't like that. And it's also like, I work, like, I am kind of working under a babalao. Like, I consult a babalao, and that's how I figure out my religious ifa stuff. But, like, you know, as long as someone is kind of working with someone who knows really what they're doing and has the proper guidance around them, like, I don't see why someone can't expand their own practice.
You're very well said. Like, you're so right. If you're an occultist and you're Black and you want to be in community with other Black spiritual people, there's, like, all of this, like, these nuances and these intergroup taboos about witchcraft versus hoodoo versus, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like, it can be a headache to navigate, for sure.
Yeah, it's really fucking irritating because, like, if you really think about it, what, like, are the ancestors the Christian God? What is this jealousy aspect that people try to make? Like, I think that it's possible for spirits to feel neglected, but when you understand how to actually work with the spirits, like, why would they stop you from following another, like, religious belief that brings you peace?
Yeah, for sure. And that's just very ahistorical. Like, when has religion ever been made up of such strict, impermeable boundaries?
Especially a fucking, like, traditional or, like, indigenous religion, like, something pagan even. Like, that just doesn't make sense to have these hard, like, dogmatic things. It just, it's not really how I observe the practice.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. What about, like, gender stuff and witchcraft?
Oh, yeah, like, for me, a big thing that's helped me with my gender is, like, kind of the understanding of gender with certain Orisha, specifically, like, Oloku, and their connect, like, their, the path that keys with their turmoil of being, like, neglected for being intersex. Those type of stories and stuff like that have connected a lot to my own personal, like, identity with being queer and having something that's, like, traditionally African that also accepts me, even though, like, in my other more culturally dense spaces, I may not be accepted as a Black queer person. It's really comforting to have that space and understanding.
100%. I mean, I guess I have a similar experience in my satanic practice because a lot of demons are, like, gender queer or agender. Or there's just a lot of weird things going on with gender and sexuality with demons. From a human perspective, I guess it's totally normal for them. And that's been super affirming for me, and calling upon those powers, like, for my own, like, gains.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. Like, yeah, I think within Santeria, there's a lot of space and understanding for, like, well, honestly, there's things even within the community, but, like, compared to other places, especially, like, a traditional African practice, not, like, all ATRs are like that, but, like, in a Black space, it's, like, there's more space for being queer in those type of spaces, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, even Yemaya, an Orisha who's really important to me, she's the defender of the LGBT. There's stories of her defending the LGBT, like, it's kind of a thing she represents, representing that femininity and the waters, that understanding. Like, my own personal walk with Ifa has been really close to Yemaya, and studying her and learning about her has helped put together so much, like, internal questions about my queer identity. It's been, like, the work I've done with the Orisha have been some, like, very, very transformative and, like, life-changing ways of thinking, if that makes sense. Like, life-changing examinations of myself.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. There's too many arguments about how, who, when, etc. about like what people need to be doing with their ancestors, and what you really need to be doing with your ancestors is listening, being respectful, and being true to yourself.
Thank you.
And that looks a lot of different ways for different people.
Exactly. It's like people don't understand that, like, this is not Christianity. It is not a one-size-fits-all. Ifa, especially, is a very personalized religion. When you have, like, your first level of initiation, some people don't even consider it, like, a full initiation, but it's your mano de arula, or your hands of arula, and you receive your ita, then you get your taboos for your life. Like, that's honestly, like, your own personal, like, religious doctrine for how to get the best life according to Ifa. And someone's ita could be just completely, like, 180 degrees different from someone else's, and they're both valid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I have, particularly with my Satanism and my, like, demon worship type stuff, guess what? My ancestors are up on the altar right there beside anything else, because your ancestors are in you. Like, do you
think they are you?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I think that, like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, if you're physically capable to do that, why wouldn't they be able to do that? Because they were once humans as well. Like, I just don't get that. Like, if you're thinking, like, oh, like, these people are going to be scared of da 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 da, it doesn't just have to be your ancestors that, like, go back a couple generations. You don't know, like, thousands of years. Those people in those tribes, they were really about some shit. They're really about making some stuff jump, making some stuff walk. Like, you don't know if all your family members, like, dislike working with those type of energies, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel anything that I have the capacity to want, like, or know has already happened with my ancestors.
Yeah.
With my belief in Ifa, I believe that history repeats itself. So my ancestors already know what I've done, what's happening, what, like, they have that understanding. So I don't, why would they be so close-minded, in my opinion?
Yeah, especially in death, when they're in the ancestral realm now. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as if you're talking about a close ancestor or when they would have been living. It's not the same.
Exactly. And it's like, if you know what you're, like, if you know what you're doing, or you know how to actually communicate with these spirits, then it's like, it's up to that person and their spirits on how they want to work or who they want to work with. There could be something that you may think is completely taboo, but the spirit may just want to work with that person that way. That's just how it works, honestly.
Yeah. So then now I want to ask you, because I've touched on this in some older episodes, but what do you mean when you say, if you know what you're doing? Like, how do you get to know what you're doing?
Yeah, I was even hesitant on even saying if you know what you're doing, because like, I think that it's always a learning process, and there's always things that you can add. But when I say if you know what you're doing, I'm kind of saying, like, if you're connected to someone who's grounded in the practice, if you're connected to, like, a spiritual advisor, and you have their understanding and their, like, knowledge into your practice, then you kind of can get the heads up to do what you would like to do. Like, I'm just like, I recommend, like, just, I don't know, like, if you are a Afro, like, descendant, and you are also an occultist, and you're interested in working with, you know, traditional energies, but you're also into maybe, like, demonology, the left-hand path, I, like, would just find someone to get a reading from. That's extremely difficult. I don't want to say that that's something super easy, but it's like, if you have done that, if you've gone and actually checked in with the spirits, like, that's another thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's also just like, at the end of the day, it's not like you're worshiping those energies on your ancestral altar. They have their own space. They, like, can interact differently. And it's like, just how someone can work with their ancestors and be a Christian, Muslim, XYZ, like, why couldn't you work with your ancestors and be a pagan?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if, when I say, okay, to better summarize it, when I say if you know what you're doing, I think if you are at least comfortable in what you know and comfortable in your research of it, and have a, take things with a hefty grain of salt, you know, like, just being skeptic about learning and being pragmatic about your learning process. Like, I think once you've done that and kind of consolidated your own practice, and even some extent, like, and you've spoken to some other people, then I think, like, you know, like, if
yeah.
results in your life are showing up, if you're actually experimenting with these things and it's working well yeah. for you.
If it's been better in your life.
Yeah, yeah, if there's things that are beneficial for you, I don't, like, why would someone's, like, recommendation tell you to stop if it's working? Like, the spirits are not dumb. Like, if they don't like yeah. something, like, you're gonna know. You're not gonna just mm-hmm. do something and be like, oh, this is working so great, and the spirits actually don't like it. Like, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna know. You know what I mean? So yeah. it's like that trial and error, actually running your own practice sutram type of scientific method, and, like, really getting a grasp on what you like to practice, you know?
Yeah. I say the same thing very often. If you're familiar with your source text, if you're connected to your community, if you're experimenting and getting results, then you know what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, I would say that. Like, when I say that, I don't mean, like, you need to be, like, the head magus, trismegistus, like, to practice anything. But I just feel like, you know, when people are, if it's your religious path, if it's a spiritual thing that's really important to you, mm-hmm. then it's your own. Like, take your own study, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. you'll know what you're talking about, or you'll feel like you know what you're doing when it's your own practice, because, like, you can tell yourself that, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, exactly. But I did also want to ask you, like, mm-hmm. what drew you to, like, demonology and stuff like that?
It's been years since I've thought about this, really, but when I started seriously practicing witchcraft and paganism, I was devoting myself a lot to Nyx,
mm-hmm.
so Greek goddess of, like, night, but also she has a mythology around being, like, a basically, like, a dark mother goddess, like mm-hmm. like a Tiamat kind of figure, okay. like birthing the Orphic egg and, yeah. like, the whole universe coming forth from that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's around when I started getting serious, and I started being, like, pushed in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was sort of like, this is not your stop
yeah.
yet, so, mm-hmm. like, keep exploring, keep learning. And I'd always had an interest in, like, grimoires, like, I heard about, like, the Ezoetia when I was in, like, high school, and I was like, I need to know what that is.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know what, I'm not going to say who I think wrote it. It's, like, an old occult book.
Okay.
and it didn't make a lick of sense to me, but I was just, like, fascinated by it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up hearing about the Abremelin, which is, like a famous ritual you do and you, like, get locked up in your house for, like, 40 days or something.
Oh, wow.
I'm mischaracterizing it, but it's, like, a complex, like, weeks-long kind of ritual.
Jesus.
And that sort of got me interested in grimoires. I started learning about grimoires, like, the greater and lesser key and all that stuff, and then it sort of just started getting, like, you know when you're on the right path and stuff just starts getting intense?
Mm-hmm.
It got like yeah. that, and it was like, and then Nyx was like, yeah, this is where I was trying to get you to go, and you weren't paying attention, and now you are. So yeah. then that's when I started, like, working with demons and stuff like that.
Wow, that's really fucking cool. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. That reminded me, I haven't shouted out Hecate yet.
Yeah, which is crazy because she's, like, all you talk about.
I know. It's because, like, we touched on the Orisha first.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Let me get to my lovely lady, Lady Hecate. Like, holy fuck. And it, you know, for me, interestingly enough, what helped me find Lady Hecate is my ancestors, as crazy as that might be to some people.
Mm-hmm.
And what helped me consolidate my ancestral practice is also Lady Hecate.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, they would be flipping their fucking desk to hear that, or they just immediately discredit me because I'm, like, into a pagan thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, bitch, you're just gonna have to sue me. Like, Hecate is with it all, respectfully. Like, she, like, Hecate no Eros, she who is intellective, bitch, she knows everything. Like, honestly,
mm-hmm.
Hecate is just, she's God. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, also taking in, I'm not saying, like, oh, Hecate is a African deity or anything like that, not even close, but it's just like when you can understand certain parallels, like within the ancient Greek, like goetic practice, there's understandings of just like say the pneuma and pneumatechnikon and those type of things. Those understandings are very similar to concepts within like some African traditional religions. And I actually spoke to my Baba about this, and he was saying that like he's of some of the people who do genuinely believe that like the society, like the Yoruba, like the Oyo Empire may have had some type of like interaction with ancient Greece. And I also, like, I was thinking that as well, and it was really interesting to talk to him about it, because he was saying how, like, the ancient Greeks, they were, like, instead of pillage and destroying, they're much adapting and learning from other cultures. And I'm like, if you go back to that time period, like, the Hellenic time period, them niggas was everywhere. They were just, like, completely nomadic. And they were traveling just, you know, learning. And they would often worship the deities of the land that they're in. So, like, if you're taking that with, you know, one of the main figures in Ifa, Orumila, he was nomadic. He was very nomadic. And he went and he spread Ifa, and he spoke about Ifa, like, worldwide, honestly. So there's interactions. And from my religious belief, there's understandings of Ifa that exist literally everywhere. And I look at it as just a science or a field of science within the occult or an understanding. And I don't, like, why wouldn't these two sciences be able to, like, compare and contrast? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's really what science is about. Just, like, getting out there and, like, really learning for yourself and experimenting with it. And I'm like, why the fuck not? Like, where's the fun in not doing that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, just being able to think about these things and have some type of understanding, and then also speaking with a Baba about it, like someone who obviously really knows what the fuck they're talking about when it comes to Ifa. And even him himself having an understanding that, like, obviously there's cultural interaction. And the way I view spirit is just like, this is like just specific to my religion, but I believe that everything comes from Ifa, and no matter which part of the earth, like, it all boils down to Ifa in some aspect. That's how I believe. So it's like everyone is kind of worshiping almost the same god in a quotation sense, but just through different lenses, through different aspects. And this is just like my practice through the lens of Ifa.
Yeah. That's very perennialist of you.
Thank you.
A lot of times I think, like, you know, for me, the main way I access, like, my ancestral spiritual knowledge is through my mother, because she has a lot of that, even though she can never say it to me in a way I understand. And sometimes I'm like, I'm explaining, like, experienced, like, occult information to her, and to her, she doesn't recognize it as anything other than our traditional knowledge anyways.
She
hears it, and she doesn't hear, this is from this book, written by this person, translated by this person, and it has this, like, she's not thinking all that. She's thinking, this makes sense with all of our other spiritual knowledge, so why should I treat it as anything other than that?
Exactly, because I feel like if you look at how our ancestors interacted, like, in the New World, and the understanding of different practices, like, and the syncretism within our practices, like, our ancestors just, like, they knew that game was game. Like, if something worked, it works. Shit. Like, there's a passage in, like, what was it? It's a Jason Miller book. I think his, like, book on protection magic. He was just talking about, like, he does what fucking works. Like, if it works, it works. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, like, being so dogmatic about it, I think it's just for... I really think it's just for the hype or the clout or something like that to make you seem like you're a pious person by being dogmatic. Like,
I think so too.
That's how I view it, because, like, nigga, like, we all... like, I don't know. I don't give a fuck, respectfully. Like, not, like, don't give a fuck about the practice. I just don't give a fuck what people are gonna, like, say. Like, I just think that it's, like, yeah, this is my practice. Do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like...
No, I agree with you. And you can read about what people are doing and what they're practicing, even in terms of like ATRs in like the Caribbean islands, mm-hmm. in the greater and lesser Antilles. And they are literally using their, people say, oh, playing cards are traditional. Guess what? They were also using tarot cards.
Exactly.
People say, oh, you know, the spirits were riding them and this and this and that. They were doing that. They were also doing electrotherapy because that's exactly. what was popular at the time.
Exactly.
That was a new science in that era, right? In the era of like spiritualism. Is mm-hmm. that what it is? Like the post spiritual practices of like the post American Revolution.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess it's modern period, right?
Yeah, the modern understanding or more contemporary understanding of it.
They were doing like what was of the time.
Yeah.
And mixing that with anything else they could that worked.
Exactly.
And yes, there are like the secret names of deities. There are the secret, you know, stuff like that. If you're like if you're a maroon, I almost said mountain people. I guess a lot of maroons live in the mountains, but yeah. Like there's all that stuff, and there's also everything else, and they integrate it.
Exactly.
If it works.
Exactly. And I think that like there was an integration with Christian folk magic.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously people know about the syncretism because of like slavery and such like mm-hmm. that. But I'm like, people can say that yeah, our ancestors didn't have a choice back then, but we as descendants of our ancestors do now, and there's still like we still have aspects of Christian folk magic in our practice, and it's like that's a European practice, so why wouldn't another European practice work? Because yeah. I think within like Santeria and Espiritismo or Spiritism, it was like founded by a guy named Allan Kardec, and he was a European occultist. Mm-hmm. So it's like this is something that is huge within our faith and understanding, and I worship my African ancestors through this thing, mm-hmm. but it's just like just because the fact of it's like European, I view it as like technology, like it's a European piece of yeah. technology, if yeah. that makes sense. Like why would headphones from Europe not work in Canada?
Yeah,
that's the way I see it, you know.
Yeah. No, I see that as well. I mean, I still am of the belief that, like, you know, I'm not going to worship my Chinese ancestors with, like, Kananga water and, like,
yeah.
all that stuff. Not necessarily, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, this is not saying to be a free-for-all, but I think as queer people, we sort of have this innate understanding of, like, treading boundaries mm-hmm. and experimentation,
exactly.
but having it all work and come together in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just like tinkering,
yeah.
honestly. Like, I think that it's just fun. Like, that spirituality and that type of work has been something that's, like, been so deep within my culture or our culture, I should say, but like mm-hmm. hidden at the same time.
Yeah, just so, like queerness.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's like, it's been so deep in our culture. I'm finally getting able to like reconnect the aspects of myself that I have like pushed away. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Like my queerness. So.
Yeah. It feels like you found like a missing piece to something.
Exactly.
Like you're like, oh, I forgot that goes with that, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it feels to me.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that like, not even to sound pretentious, but when it comes to like understanding different spiritual practices, I think sometimes people are just like afraid to say that they just don't got it like that. Like that's just, if I'm just gonna be honest, like, maybe you had to be defined in this way, but I don't feel like I am. Mm-hmm. Like, I think because for me personally, I've been close to a babalawo for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like close to multiple babalawos for a couple years now. I've kind of had that spiritual mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I feel like I have the right people there to tell me what to do. So I'm like, I don't need someone on TikTok to tell me that.
Oh my god.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah.
I think, because I just feel like as someone who makes a lot of TikTok like content, mm-hmm. there's just a lot of like shit talk about TikTokers who are black and pagan. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nigga, do you know what you're talking about? Like, honestly, that's really how I feel. Because it's like, if you guys were here as like these, if you really cared so much about your spiritual practice, why are you not focusing on spirit and why are you focusing on me?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Spiritual community, especially if you're black, like, there's so much politics at play and personality at play
mm-hmm.
that it's honestly, it's very stressful. Because I do care what black people think about me,
exactly. Like, no, I'm sorry, but like, there's certain black creators that I'm gonna be so honest, I very much care about their opinion.
Yeah, exactly, right?
But it's just like, at the same time, it's like, are you guys gonna like sit me down and like come and talk to me and tell me why you really think what I'm doing is wrong, or you're just gonna talk shit?
Yeah, and there's like, a lot of shit talking.
It's like, do you care or are you just here to open your mouth? That's the thing. And I was like, I don't even want to, like, I barely open my mouth when it comes to talking about witch talk because, like, I don't, everyone on TikTok is so hot-headed, and aggy, like, sometimes my mouth is a little disrespectful, so, like, I just don't, like, I just can't, I don't know.
Yeah, and podcasting is very different because you're chilling and you're talking and you're kind of forced to be a little bit more thoughtful in the moment
mm-hmm.
than if you're doing like a reel or a TikTok video or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though I love, I also love drama. So I think that's human.
Yes, it's very human. I think to look and understand it, but it's just like, I don't know. Like, imagine if like, Christians aren't doing this. I was just about to ask, like, are Christians going around like being like, well, you know, my Bible, like, I work Bible better than you? And I'm like, yes. Yeah, they've always been doing that.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you know what, that's not a good comparison.
Sometimes I just check the comments. There's some particular videos I have them saved because the comments, it'll be like Mother Mary videos. The comments, these Protestants and these Catholics, they're fighting for their life in these comment sections. It's actually, it's so nasty and despicable, but it's so entertaining, and I don't have a dog in that fight, so.
No, because, like, I've also been thinking about getting into maybe some folk Catholicism,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, bitch, if these people see me with a Mother Mary statue and Hecate's in the same room, I'm getting shredded to pieces.
Oh, that's me. On my altar, I have a Mother Mary bust with my Baphomet bust
and
my grandmother's picture.
But I mean, as you should, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm not going to remove any one of them. Which one would have to go?
None of them, exactly. Period. Like, I don't know. I think, like, when it comes down to certain technical things or certain, like, ceremonial things,
mm-hmm.
then you need to have, like, a strict understanding or a strict guidance onto what the fuck you're going to do because that can get, like, can seriously mess yourself up.
Yeah,
of course. It's like, you know, I personally feel like people have the impression that I'm kind of like just super cowabunga about it, which I am, but I think that like I can be that cowabunga about that because I have someone to go to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's just like people on TikTok, they don't know my business, they don't know who I am, they don't know who I know, you know, so it's just like what I may post on TikTok. So, I don't know, maybe as I open myself up more on TikTok, I start talking more about my practice, and maybe I might feel different, but, mm-hmm. like, just viewing how they treat a lot of black pagans is so stupid. It's like, you guys, the point is to, like, get away from the Christian dogma type thinking. Like, you guys are just, like, rebranding the Bible now. And it's like, like, I don't even know. And... You know what? I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna fucking say it. It's always the American hoodoos.
Oh my
it's
god.
Always the American hoodoos. They always
I wasn't sure if you were gonna go there, but okay.
I'm gonna go there. It's always them. And I'm not attacking the American hoodoos. I love y'all, but it's why is it always y'all? how is it the American hoodoos who are like holding a Bible and reading Psalms in their hand, talking to me about being a pagan? Like, can I breathe?
I mean, they should really think about the pagan influences in Christianity.
Yes, literally. Like, it's so irritating.
No, I think it's just like the American hegemony and like the cultural center of the universe that is American culture and politics, just because of like American empire and stuff, and the nuances in terms of like the Black diaspora. That means, you know, every corner of it has different ignorances and blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
But in our case, talking about being Black, queer, like spiritual witches and occultists, like this like grinds our gears a little bit.
Yeah, like just let people live, man. That's kind of the annoying thing. And I think that like people on Witch Talk, it's constantly like, oh, well, you didn't know this and da 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 da. Like, nigga, this is fucking witchcraft. Like, do you know how like expansive and abstract the fucking concept is?
Yeah.
Why couldn't someone's practice be just as abstract and nuanced as the concept itself? Like, why would that make any goddamn sense?
It just wouldn't. Not to me, at least.
No, I really don't think it would. Like, I remember I was talking to you about like someone talking about like telling another like Black pagan like, oh, why are you worshiping like these white deities? The seven African powers will get you right. Like, I'm so tired, bro. It's like not understanding that like the whole seven African powers thing is like something that's a commercialized thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it goes in so much deeper than that into what the actual seven African powers are in terms of the like the literature of Ifa.
Mm-hmm.
And what people see it as now is just like, oh, we're just talking about these seven main Orishas and I'm calling upon their energy to do this working and da 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 da. And I'm just like, where, like, like, listen, I'm not shitting on anyone. Do what works for you.
Yeah.
But it's just like, how are you going to shit on me for doing what works for me? But then you don't even have all your eggs in a row. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, you don't even really know what you're, like, what you're practicing. You don't know the foundations of what you're practicing.
Yeah.
So why are you, a lot of people, especially on TikTok, throw stones from a glass house, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why I rather not open my mouth, even though I feel like I know a lot about my own practice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do.
Thank you. I'm just like, let me, like, why not be respectful? Because there's still always going to be someone who's going to know way more than me and who's going to blitz me in any type of, like, thing within my own, even, like, culture belief. Or there might be someone from a different culture who just knows a lot about witchcraft in general. Like, anyone else can know something. I just don't understand why, like, even witches I've met in person, like, can just be so pretentious. Like,
yeah. When, oh, for sure.
Like, I don't go around just, like, immediately talking about, like, yes, I have, like, direct communication with multiple blah blah blahs. Like,
which is very blessed of you.
Yes, so. Honestly, like, it's just, like, I don't go around, like, fucking parading that and, like, oh, well, like, I'm a part of the witches you could never burn. Like, I'm just like, I rather just vibe the fuck out, like, you know?
Same.
Like, same. I don't know.
Can you believe when we first were kind of talking about recording something like this, you thought you wouldn't be thoughtful enough for a podcast?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, sorry, my brain is lacking, but I don't doubt that I said that.
No. This has been a very, very fruitful conversation at this point.
Yeah.
We're not done yet.
Though. No, well, 100%. Like, I think being able to meet people like you and then, like, talk about my practice has made me feel so much more comfortable opening up about it. Because it's just like, it's very hard to find someone who has that same understanding or that same level of understanding, especially when it comes to your spiritual occult practices. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's like, damn, not to be pretentious, but like, nigga, we're like niche as fuck for now. Like,
I'm afraid that is the case.
Like,
yes.
We really are. Like, being Afro-Caribbean, like, queer, trans, and occultist. Like,
And out. Yeah.
Like, that's a lot, honestly. And I think that a lot of people who are outside of the Black community, who are within the witch community, don't understand that it's like, being a witch as a Black person is something completely different. Like, literally, sometimes, like, you know, some white people can say they're witchy and be like, happy in their spiritual crystals and stuff. Not saying Black people can't do that too, but it just, when it comes to the probability, like, we'll touch something like that and our parents are immediately like, you're a literal demon. Like, you're
you're
demonic.
Evil. You have like a Black heart.
Yes,
like
you have a cold heart. You want to sacrifice babies. Yeah. Like, you're a demon. You're evil. Like, that's the type of persecution that you can come under from being a Black occultist. Like, from your own community.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's, unfortunately, like, there's been a lot of spaces, like, Black spaces to where I feel like I can get, like, you know, othered in those spaces because I'm an occultist, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, I don't know how to say it, but, like, what you're saying is, like, why, like, I'm on the path that I am on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that could, I could probably be a bit more clear with that, but, like, just because of anti-Blackness and anti-queer, anti-trans sentiment in the world and sometimes in our own communities, it really, honestly, like, what else would I be other than what I am?
Exactly. Fucking exactly. Like,
should I suffer and also, like, not be who I am? I might as well be who I am.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. Like, I think there's, it just stems from other problems we have within our own community.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know, like, we like to be in everybody's business, like, we're, especially Caribbean folk, so they they do the most on, I think, sometimes placing judgments, you know, but c'est la vie, right? Like, I don't know.
I feel like I, like, stress the suffering too much. Witchcraft alleviates that suffering,
Thank you. Because it's like, it's such a huge thing for my mental health as well. It's gigantic. It's a literal anchor for my mental health. Like, spirituality is so, it can be so beneficial for people if you know how to, like, integrate it into your own life. You know what I mean?
Even if you don't believe in, like, spiritual power, which I do. But even if you don't, like, this is keeping me happy and alive.
Thank you. Like, people don't understand, like, genuinely just how hard it is to be Black and queer and out. Like, just genuinely. Like,
no, they don't.
Literally, you have to fight just to be in your own skin in any capacity.
Yeah.
So then to take it a step further and be an occultist is, like, you're pushed to the actual, like,
to the limit.
To not only just the limit, but you're pushed to the, like, out the very outskirts of, like, your community.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're totally right. You're very marginalized.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's what witches are, right? Like,
exactly.
But it's just, I don't know. It's annoying.
Yeah. Not everyone can do it.
Yeah. Period.
For sure, yeah. Oh my god.
Man. And I just, I don't want to come on here sounding like holier than thou, or like I know the most and I'm literally Hermes Trismegistus, which I'm not.
As read the thrice great.
Exactly. Like, I'm not the Oracle of Delphi. Like, I'm chilling. But, you know, like, game is game. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I think people should just be able to breathe, you know?
100%.
Like, spirituality is not, the whole point is to not be put in a box. So why are you going back and putting people in a box? You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, the whole only reason I say this is because I feel like my creative, like, what's the word? Like, my creative endeavors are being put in a box.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like witchcraft is not only my lifestyle, my spirituality, my religion, but it's also, like, just, like, it's my craft, you know?
Yeah.
It's my way of expressing myself. It's the
beautifully
way.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like my art. It is something very serious to me. So why? And personal to me as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like, how could these facets of my own spirituality not get that nuanced if, like, if we're talking about fucking spirituality, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, like, when people talk, sometimes the people who talk the most are honestly the most ignorant, in my opinion. Like,
sometimes.
I
don't know about sometimes. It's a little more often than that. Then again, I love to talk. That's why I have a podcast.
No, that's awesome, though. But you, like, you know what you're talking about. Like,
I hope so.
No, you are, like, you're versed in different, like, literatures. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have an understanding of different compounds of magical practice, and I think that's important, you know? I don't know. I think maybe because, like, on TikTok, like, people are quick to assume what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm not on TikTok talking about what I actually know, people are going to assume that I'm just, like, love and light shits and giggles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a part of me... actually, like, I'm like, you know, I rather people see me that way.
Yeah.
You know, like, it keeps me off the radar of some annoying people, you know?
Very true. I just let people assume what they want about my practice. Honestly, that's been mostly to my detriment. Because letting people assume what they want about me has led to some pretty nasty confrontations.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it's not their business.
Exactly. Like... child, I don't even know. Why can't we just, like, live, laugh, love? Like, I don't understand what's the big deal.
If you had, like, if everything else was, like, La La Land, like, beautiful, perfect, whatever, would you still, like, do all witchcraft?
No.
No?
No, I don't want to be in a love and light witchcraft space.
I mean, I probably still would, but I'd be, like, a-hole
ceremonial. Oh, wait, hold on.
Magician.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, if all of your other problems were resolved,
would
you still do witchcraft?
Oh, yeah, of course I would still do witchcraft.
Exactly.
Same. I feel like, it's just, sorry, I didn't get what you're saying at first.
No, it's fine.
Like, witchcraft has just become a part of how I live my life.
Exactly.
It's a function of, like, it's another, like, act of, like,
yeah.
Involuntary acts for me at this point.
100%. I literally don't know any other way to live.
Yeah.
I've been an occultist for most of my life at this point.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it any other way.
No, literally, like, the way I feel like... I guess it's just my fucking just religious trauma, but it's just feeling like I can't continue to progress unless I'm, like, nurturing my spirituality, unless I'm feeding
yeah.
that. Like, I think also the culture that we come from, spirituality is just super important. Like,
yeah.
It's, if you're in a Western society and you're like, you know what, my spirit just tell me that you should, like, throw this away, like, da da da, like, people are gonna like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But, like,
yeah.
if you're back home or you're with more, like, Caribbean or, you know, just, like, people who are into more traditional ways of living, like,
yeah.
you could say that, and they're just gonna trust that because of the understanding of spirit, you know?
100%, yeah.
So
that's like normal. If my mom comes to me and is like, I had a dream, or my palm was itchy, or something,
mm-hmm,
something.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I get in trouble for sweeping at night, like, still.
Real.
Because I like to clean my room at night.
No, real. I think, I don't know. It just, then again, like, game is game. Like,
yeah.
And I hate to, say this, but it's just kind of like, I don't know. As long as my spirits are fine with what I'm doing, who the fuck's gonna stop me? Like, respectfully.
I mean, true.
Like, I'm not looking to beef anybody, but I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going to follow what feeds my heart. I'm gonna follow my ori. If you guys...
Yeah.
You... People have no idea what is going on in my Odu. I am connected. It's me, Olodumare, Obatala, Orumila, Esh, the Orisha. They know what's going on in my Odu. No one else does.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I'm following what I channel through my ancestral connections, through my higher self, or like, again, my Odi. Like, mm-hmm. that's my faith and my walk with spirit, you know?
Yeah.
So someone else's opinion, like, no matter how nuanced my practice is, I think it's void because it's yeah. not in my path. Like, I'm at a point where I'm like, a TikTok bitch's opinion doesn't really, like, yeah. please.
You know what? That reminded me of all the times that people have, in my real life, rejected me for being a queer witch. Those two things are really not separable.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it's the two things that once they're uncomfortable with my spiritualness, they are uncomfortable with my queerness, they hate this about me. And what you're saying is so true. Like, they don't know, and they're not gonna stop me.
Yeah.
I think some, like, some people who are not sharing the intersections that we share, they would be like, well, if it's not safe to practice, then don't practice. Like, I'm already a black transgender individual.
Thank you.
Like, I'm not gonna stop no witchcraft for nobody.
Like, thank you. Like, who I wake up as is already not safe.
Exactly.
So it's just like, bitch, safety can be a luxury to us sometimes.
Exactly.
So I'm not saying that queer witches should just go out there and fuck around. But it's like, why, like, who? If you fall on your ass every now and then, you just get up, dust yourself off, and keep pushing, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think you should not be, like, I saw this online. I don't remember who was saying this, but it's kind of like, well, I think it was a hoodoo practitioner. I think it was Hip Hop and Hoodoo. I love her.
Mm-hmm. She, I do not follow this person yet. I'll look them up.
Okay, but no, I love her page. She was talking about how, like, if it's different from if I accidentally, like, disrespect someone, but, like, this is not exactly what she said, but it's like, it's different if I actually disrespect someone. If fuck, I keep on messing up. It's different. There's one thing from disrespecting someone, but it's, say, like, if I were to, like, travel across the world and legit find somebody just to disrespect them, like, that's a different thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if I mess up with a ritual by accident, that's different from, like, say, traveling to Greece or traveling to Turkey and, like, disrespecting the temple of Hecate there. Like, mm-hmm. there, those are two different, very different things of respect. And there was, like, some type of theoi discussion I was reading, but it's kind of like, the Greek gods have been working with humans for so fucking long. Like, you think some tiny thing that you're gonna do is gonna piss them off, or it's something they haven't fucking seen before? Mm-hmm. Like, the gods are not just gonna, like, be like, wow, human, like, I can't believe you, human, made this tiny mistake. Like, I think these are literally gods. So yeah. they understand that we're literally human. Mm-hmm. And it's within our nature to fuck up, make mistakes, do, you know, make do something wrong. It's gonna happen eventually.
Yep.
So it's like being able to embrace it, being able to fully learn from it. That's the point, you know?
I agree with that. You said that perfectly. I think you said that so perfectly, we should end there. Like, I was thinking, like, how are we gonna wind this down? But I think that's it. There's nothing else to be said.
Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you.
It was an honor to get to be on your podcast. We're definitely going to need to film more podcasts together. Like,
it was an honor to have you.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. Thank you all for listening. If you got it this far, like, period.
Do you want to, like, promote yourself or anything?
Yeah, sure.
Where can the people find you if they want more?
So I upload TikTok. Like, if you guys want to see some of my workings or just see a bit of me, you can follow me at Hoodoo Hoochie 7, HOODOOHOOCHIE 7 on TikTok. And I did use Instagram for a bit, but I'm on a little hiatus. That's really where you're gonna find a lot of my witchy content. So, you know, if your page is really cool, might give you a little follow back, comment, might interact with you, ask me some questions, and yeah, that's where I'll be.
Where do people like book you for working with stuff? Oh, because okay. Aren't you a witch for hire?
Like, that's complicated right now. I do workings for, like, people I know. Like, that's what I've been doing. I don't, like, or, like, recommendations from someone. Like, someone might, like, refer their friend to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of more comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. But I do tarot readings. So if you would like to book a tarot reading with me, you can hit me through direct message. And, like, if you're really serious about that, I like doing readings, like, maybe over the phone or something like that. That's, like, like doing live readings or, like, a Zoom meeting type thing. Like, you can message me on TikTok and we can sort something out if you like tarot readings from me. Yeah.
All right, guys. You heard that. If you'd like to get some more of Ezra's amazing insights into spirituality, occultism, and spirits, you can reach out to them on TikTok primarily. I will for sure have the TikTok handle linked in the episode description, as well as all the other important links that I usually link, my Instagram page where I am mostly, email to get in contact with me, et cetera, et cetera. Check the link in the description always. And until next time,
yes.
Take care, guys.